Phoenix Audiobooks presents
Nancy Drew Mystery Stories, Book Number 8, Nancy's Mystery Letter, written by Carolyn Keene and read by Jesse Birschbach.
Chapter 1. Stolen Letters.
"Oh, poor Ira!" Nancy Drew exclaimed and slowed her convertible.
The two girls with her turned to look toward the sidewalk. Trudging along was an elderly male carrier. He was lugging a heavy bag over one shoulder. His head was down and his eyes were almost closed against the strong November wind that swirled leaves and dirt around him.
"Mr. Nixon," Nancy called out of her open window, "let me give you a ride."
The mail carrier looked up and managed to smile.
"Hello, Nancy," he said. "Thank you, but I have to stop at every house. Lots of letters today. There's one in the bottom of my bag for you. It was sent airmail from London, England."
"How exciting," Nancy said.
"Well, I'll see you at the house,"
she added. "I'll have some hot cocoa waiting for you." Mr. Nixon smiled and Nancy drove on. "I don't know anyone in London," she said to her friends. "Who could be writing to me?" The attractive, Titian blonde, blue-eyed girl at once became lost in thought.
"Another mystery, probably," remarked her dark-haired companion, George Fane.
George was an attractive, slender girl who kept her hair short and always wore tailored clothes. Her cousin, seated next to her, was blonde and slightly overweight. When Bess Marvin grinned, her deep dimples showed prominently.
"Maybe you have an unknown admirer in England, Nancy," she said.
George gave Bess a dark look. "Do you always have to..."